You are listening to the Mother of All Podcasts.
Each week, we will break down a popular topic revolving around parenting and relate it back to our own lives. We're not parenting experts, but we're living out parenting each day and sharing our experiences along the way.
Hey everyone, so if you haven't already heard, Taylor and I are affiliates for the Go Guarded company. The way I learned about them is because I am a runner and I love anything that can make me feel comfortable on my run. So Jody Fisher is fabulous. We had an episode with her previously. She talks about the company and all the wonderful products that she has for anybody who's a runner, likes to be active, out, hiking, walking across campuses, walking to your car, any way to keep females and males safe in any instance. So go ahead and go to our show notes, click the link, use the code M-O-T-H-E-R in all caps. So that's mother in all caps for 10% off. And you will love this. I promise. I promise. You'll love it. Welcome back to the Mother of All Podcast. This is one of your hosts, Sam.
And I'm Taylor.
And today we are here to talk to you about what we've been up to lately. We have loved kind of sharing more about us on our episodes. At least I have been. Haven't you, Tay?
I have.
I think it's fun to kind of feel normal, which I love interviewing people and that's super fun, but it's also like nice to feel like we're hanging out with you guys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. And today we are going to talk about, I guess, camping, because my family recently went camping over this past weekend and it was so much fun.
On one of the episodes that we had come out recently, I talked about how I've never been camping outside of like fifth grade camp. And it just sounds like a lot of work. I don't know. Maybe it wasn't as much work as it sounds like it would be, but to me, it sounds like it's a lot. But my parents, they have a camper. And so I've gone up with the kids to hang out with them while they're camping, depending on where they're at. And like, that's been fun, but we've never actually, like, spent the night or anything like that.
So, we didn't do, like, a camper. We did a tent.
Yeah.
And it is a little bit of work trying to make sure you get everything together. And I think it would have been easier on our part if we actually had a tent and actually had, like, air mattresses. We don't own any of that. So, we borrowed the tent from my aunt, and we borrowed air mattresses from my neighbors. So, we got all that, in which it wasn't bad. Like, my brother and sister-in-law, they camp a lot. So we went them. And then my sister-in-law's brother, he went with us too. And he's single. He's not married, doesn't have kids, just came to hang, which is great because he's currently living in St. Louis at my brother's house until he's finding a house to move into. And he has, how many nieces does he have with my sister-in-law's side of the family? Like four or five. So he's used to all girls. So he has no nephews.
Okay.
So he's like, it was like perfect for my girls. He took them out and like made them help him pick sticks for the fire.
Like, nice.
Oh, yeah, it was great. It was so nice to have him there. So like setting up the tent, it was a little frustrating. Mainly because like as soon as we got there, our campsite, which it, obviously it's outside and there's like dirt. Well, my youngest doesn't understand like you don't need to like. It's almost like being on the beach, you know, when kids like literally cover themselves in sand and like get underneath the ground and cover them. That is what my youngest did like immediately, was like sit in the dirt and like cover her entire body with dirt. And I'm like, I turned around, I was like, what are you doing? Well, and then I'm bending over to like get the tent set up and I feel a whole thing of dirt just be thrown on me.
No.
She took a big handful and like, and this is the beginning of the camping trip. And I'm like, in my head, I'm thinking, you asshole. I did not feel like getting dirty right away. Like, I just got here like 10 minutes ago.
Yeah.
She threw like a whole thing of dirt on me, but it was fine. We set up the tent. Obviously, my husband and I feel like couples do this. When you try to set something up together or like build something together, you're bound to fight a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Like at one point, I was like, stop being a dick. Just stop being a dick.
That's funny.
And so like
We kind of bickered a little, but it was like, no, it was good bickering. It ended pretty quickly. But yeah, so we did the tent, we got everything set up, we started the fire, and then my they had a fair there, so we went checked out the fair, like the fall festival fair on the
That's
Washington.
cool.
Yeah, so it was at Washington State Park in DeSoto in Missouri. And so then my brother and sister-in-law and then her brother got there. They set up their campsite next to us, but we just obviously did like one fire and everything. But the campground had a freaking trick-or-treat night.
Oh,
So
that's
they sent
fine.
out a memo via email saying have your kids bring their Halloween costumes and then bring candy for all the kids trick-or-treating. So we brought candy. Our kids brought like just dresses from their playroom, like their play dress-up clothes, because they did not feel like getting their other stuff dirty before Halloween.
Yeah, no kidding. I wouldn't want to do that either.
Yeah. And so then we just walked around the entire campsite. And like we went to the campers, we went to the tents, everything. It was so cool to like be able to do all that. And obviously there were some long-term campers, I'm gonna air quote campers, staying there, but you could tell that they were like practically living there. It was really neat.
Yeah. Now, did they like decorate their campsite
Oh,
and
it was
stuff?
so cute. Like obviously the ones with the campers had like electricity at their campsite, and so like they had like rope lights, they had Halloween decorations everywhere,
Oh,
it was
that's cool.
music, it was cute. And then there was like everywhere you turned at this park there was like playgrounds, like playground up by the trailer, like the RVs, playground up by the campsites for tents, everything, but like campsite or like playground by the fall festival, everything. So every time I turn around they had playground, so the kids love that. And then we went on a hike. This was very interesting. So they had hiking trails everywhere, and we love to hike. So, but so we went on this hike, and it was supposed to be like, I think we looked it up. It's supposed to be like an easy hike, and it's a mile and a half. And so my brother wore my niece, and they brought my brother and my sister-in-law brought my 1-year-old niece. And so my brother wore my niece, and then I had like my oldest daughter, and my husband had my youngest daughter, and then we were walking up this trail, and then all of a sudden it like cuts off, and we go to the easier side, which is supposed to be the easier side. It was only a mile and a half. The other one was like 5 miles. We get to this like slate rock steps, like straight up, like natural steps, like they're natural rock steps up this like very tall incline, and my youngest was already tired, and this is like a quarter of a mile in, already tired. And so my husband had to carry her up this entire fucking rock steps, like up this massive incline up this hill. And my oldest was really pissed at me because I kept holding onto her like hood of her hoodie. And she was like, "Mom, stop. I'm fine." And she's 4, will be 5. "I can do it myself." And I was like, I'm scared. Like, I just kept repeating, "Mommy's just a little nervous. I want to make sure you're safe." And she's like, "I am safe. Stop." And I was like, okay. But like, I wanted to be like, but we're on this really massive
Right.
incline. And so then my husband had to like hike up this whole hill with my youngest. And then like my sister-in-law's brother had a walking stick. So then when we got to like away from the stairs, which the stairs took quite a while to go up, my youngest finds this massive stick, and she wanted to have a fine camera and a stick, my sister-in-law's brother. And she's like, and she's going, "Cam." And he's like really far up ahead of her because she's like obviously the dead last with my husband. And she's going, "Cam and Cam, and I got you a stick. I got you a stick." And she's like yelling at him. And he turns around. He's like, "Oh, thanks. I'll get it from you later." And Luke's like, "Yeah, no, we're not going to carry this." And she's like, "Yeah, we are." So Luke had to carry this like massive stick most of the way of this
Oh my
hike along
gosh.
with him. I know. Well, and then obviously, when you go up, you have to come back down. So
Right.
then we have to go back down another set of like, I'm not kidding, it was more steep and drop off
Oh my gosh.
of coming down. So we're going down with obviously a 3 and a 4-year-old, which my husband's carrying my 3-year-old, and he slips and slid like on the side of the rocks, like next to the rock, like natural rock stairs, maybe 5 feet,
Oh
holding
my
on.
gosh.
And I start screaming, and I was like, and first off, my second child is a daredevil, so like she starts laughing and she's like, "I want to do that again." And my husband's like, yeah, we're not gonna do that again. We're gonna get down real safe. It's fine. But if you've ever gone hiking with your children, obviously patience is a virtue, because we are like a quarter of a mile away from being done, a quarter of a mile from getting to the parking lot, because we had to drive like less than a quarter of a mile to get to the hiking spot. But it was too like windy to get there by walking. And literally my oldest is going, my feet hurt, my legs hurt, I'm thirsty, why didn't you bring my water? Just like every excuse in the book. And she stops walking at it. And this is probably was mean of me, but I was like, if you don't keep walking, I'm just leaving you here. I will keep walking. And she's like, you're rude. And I was like, I want to, like, my brother and sister-in-law and my, I'm just going to call Cameron my brother-in-law. They were nowhere in sight. We were that far behind.
Oh my gosh.
Like, they even stopped multiple times for us, but they were so close to the end. I think they were just like, fuck it, we're going to go to the end. We're sick of hearing the kids cry and scream, which I don't blame them. I would have kept going too. And so I was like, if you don't stop. And she was, and I looked at my oldest. I was like, you are fully capable of grabbing your water. Like, you could have grabbed your water.
Right.
Right there in the car next to you. And she's like, well, you should have gotten it. So like, that was a whole thing. But besides them like complaining a little bit, it was a very good hike. It was fun. It was really pretty. Like, we got up to this like top, like little pavilion up top, and it was beautiful and like overlooking the state park. And we took a picture up there with my family.
That's cool.
Yeah, it was really pretty. And then, trying to set up camp was another story. So we had two air mattresses we borrowed from my neighbors, which it was not my neighbor's fault. They had it all prepped and ready for us. Like, they checked their air mattress to make sure that they all worked, because they had four and they let us borrow two. Their twin mattress did not blow up, would not blow up. The air blower wouldn't connect to our car. And we even bought a, an attachment for it to connect to the car.
Like an adapter?
Yeah, an adapter, but the adapter wouldn't work with the strict blower that it came with.
Oh.
Yeah, so, and then we had a queen mattress, which worked and blew up. So my entire family, who my husband is very thick muscularly, around 200 pounds, 6 foot, me 5'4", and then our 3 and 4 year old daughters on a queen mattress that obviously... air mattresses don't hold air all through the night. So imagine it gradually losing air in the middle of the night. And then anytime my husband moves, everybody shifts.
Everything moves. Yeah.
Yes. Everything shifts. Oh my God. It was so bad. Like, and then we forgot our pillows. My kids had their pillows. My husband and I didn't have our pillows. And then it rained the entire night.
You said you had a tarp, though, over the top of that.
So the tent we borrowed from my aunt does not have, it's not waterproof on top at all. So, like, there's mesh, so you can see up in the stars. So you want to use that tent when it's nice weather, unless, like, you have a tarp. So I went out and bought two tarps, one for underneath the tent for to kind of a little bit of heat protectant from the ground, the cold ground, and then a tarp over top, because just in case it would rain, which there was supposed to be no rain in the forecast, I'm pretty sure.
Right.
And it poured, like,
oh my god,
while the kids were sleeping, there was so much rain that it still came through the tent, even with the tarp a little bit. We had to move the air mattress because the girls' pillows got soaked on one side.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Oh my god. So, like, Luke and I barely slept, which I don't know how we felt so good the next morning. Like, we were like awake, we were ready for it. Like, we woke up super early. Luke cooked all of the breakfast for everyone before they were awake. I broke down our tent. I packed the entire car. Like, we weren't lacking at all. I think I only had like an hour nap when we got home, and it was mainly because I was done with our waiting for like laundry to get done, and the girls were playing, and I was just laying in bed and passed out. But yeah, it was a lot of fun. Besides like little mishaps, I think. But I didn't have any expectations. I laid no expectations for the trip.
I think
if I would have put expectations to the trip and like really wanted certain things, I think I would have been disappointed or frustrated. But I told myself, we've never done this. We're just going to see what happens.
Right. And you mentioned there was like a festival. Is that what you said?
Yeah, like a little fall festival.
So what did they have at the fall festival?
They had different like vendors, not like local vendors, like homemade earrings, homemade jewelry, homemade like stuff you can hang in your house, like knickknacks almost.
Did they have things for kids to do there?
Not, other than the playground close by, not really. Okay. There was one booth that handed out like light up headbands, and my daughters loved that. Yeah, we weren't there that long because originally we weren't able to like set up our tent till 3, but some of the park rangers were at the fall festival, and my husband's like the one that he's like, if I'm already here, I just want to get my tent set up. I want it done. I don't want to have it hanging over my head for the rest of the evening. So he like walks up to the park ranger and he's like, we're not supposed to put up our tent till 3. Can we do that now? And it's like 12:30. Park ranger's like, yeah, we're maybe at this fall festival for like 10 minutes. And Luke's like, all right, everyone back in the car. We're going to go to the campsite. And I was like, it's like, okay.
That's funny.
But yeah, it was a lot of fun. I feel bad for my niece, which my brother and sister-in-law did it right. They got a carbon dioxide, the controller or like a non-Wi-Fi one for the tent, because they got like a little tent heater. And so they would turn it on and off throughout the night because it got down to like 40s or 30s, I think. And
yeah, it was chilly.
It was chilly. And so like they kept the tent anywhere between like 55 to 65 for my 1-year-old niece. But mm-hmm. they they're huge travelers and they used to live in Minnesota. So she had all like the winter gear, but they went out and bought her like a thick, like Eskimo looking type sleeper. Like literally, that's awesome. Like this thing looked like a massive winter coat, but it was a like onesie sleeper.
That's awesome.
Yeah. My niece looked like she was comfy as hell.
Yeah. Gosh, I bet if I would have seen her, I probably would have been jealous. Like, get me one of those.
It was like the, I don't know what material this is, so I'm going to make the noise. The
material. Yeah. Yeah.
So anytime you try to hold her, she'd be like sliding out of your arms. I'd be like, damn it. Stop sliding.
That's funny. Now, when you said that they carried her, did they carry her in like a baby carrier, or did they have like, have you seen like those backpacks?
Those are cool. No, the ones that like sit up above their shoulders.
Yeah.
So I think she's too little for that. I think that's for a little bit bigger kids, but they had the Ergo baby carrier, just that one.
Okay.
She was lacking nap. Like, I don't think she napped at all the entire time we were there. And my brother was hoping she was going to nap on the walk, and I was like, well, you did it wrong. You made her forward facing. She's going to want to look at everything. I was like, you should have made her face you the entire time. He's like, no, I wanted her to be able to see everything. I was like, well, then that's your fault. You should have. I was like, you should have put her the other way. Then maybe she would have napped.
Yeah.
But that's funny. It was nice. It was nice to just like be. I will say I did have expectations of like no screen time. My goal was no screen time for the kids. But Luke, he downloaded a couple movies for like non-Wi-Fi. And he was like, if it gets to the point where they're laying in the tent to go to bed, he's like, I'm not laying in that tent with them. He's like, we're going to relax and hang out by the fire with everyone. So he gave our oldest the phone and he let them like lay in the tent. And my youngest fell asleep after like 45 minutes of watching a show on the phone. And then my oldest, she watched that entire movie by herself, and just, you could hear her laughing by herself in the tent. That's she was funny. Having a ball. I think she went to bed at like 9:45.
Wow.
And, but yeah, as soon as I like got in there, the either it was like playing something else or something, it was still going on, but the movie was still on the phone and she's just passed out. Because that was the one expectation. I wanted like no screen time, but Luke was like, Sam, they've had no screen time all day. Just let them put themselves to bed for one night. And I was like, fine. Like, I kind of harped on it a little bit, but I got over it because I was like, you know what? Yeah, I really don't feel like laying in this tent to try to tell my kids to sleep or make them stay in the tent. And they're going to want to keep coming out 30 times.
Yeah. And I do remember you mentioning that was one of the fears that you had going, was that like your kids have only ever, they've never slept outside before. where it's like super dark, you know?
Yeah. Well, I did. So I did bring our Tony box because it can go without Wi-Fi as long as you have like the Tonys like set up on them.
Yeah.
Which I didn't realize that I don't have all the Tonys set up because some of the Tonys we brought wouldn't work. But so
well, that's interesting. Most of the time, like all you have to do is just set it on top and that's all you have to do.
I don't know what was wrong, but it's probably something that I did. I don't know. Usually Luke fixes them whenever they don't work. So then I brought the Tonys in case they wanted to play with them, which they did in the morning. Like I refused for them to get out of bed for a little while because it's still raining. So I made them stay in the tent. So my youngest just kept going through the Tonys. But then I brought like the little my girls love their like floating stars in the room. And it's like a nightlight, but it like moves and spins. But it can be battery powered or plugged in. So I loaded batteries.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I loaded batteries in it before we left and then brought that and just had that going in the tent the whole night.
That's just smart. So
it was like some form of comfort from them because I was worried I didn't have like a
sound machine
with me because the ones that we have are only pluggable in at home.
Yeah.
But the rain was pretty much their sound machine. Like it rained all night. So it was kind of nice because the way it hit the tarp, like it was perfect.
Yeah, that's nice.
But I tried to make it as smooth transition as, but I think they were, both of them were so excited to sleep in the tent. Like, they weren't even scared.
Yeah.
They were so excited. Like, I think it just, everything was a whirlwind. One, they got to go trick-or-treating and they got all this candy. As soon as they got back, they made s'mores. So they're like, so excited because my kids love s'mores. It's like my favorite dessert and I think I've like projected it on them. they're so good.
Yes. Have you had like gourmet s'mores?
No.
Like not like normal s'mores, like maybe instead of a Hershey bar you use like a Reese's peanut butter cup.
Oh.
Yeah. Have you not done this?
I should have taken candy from their fucking candy bag.
Yeah.
And did that.
I have to do that sometimes. It's very good.
I'm doing that. Very good. And then, but like the kids were so excited. My oldest was like, oh, she was like, I'm not kidding. Like shaking, like the way she was doing. She's like, I can't wait. I can't just sleep in the tent. I can't wait. And I was like, okay. Like,
that's so funny.
Good for you. I'd prefer to be in my bed, but I'm doing this because I love you guys.
That's funny.
Yeah, but it was really sweet. Like, she rolled over. My youngest isn't the most, like, obviously she's grateful, but she's not one to, like, verbalize stuff. But my oldest, like, rolled over the next morning, and she looked at Luke and I, and she goes, Mama, thank you so much for taking us camping. She was like, this was the best trip ever.
That's so sweet.
Like, I know, and it was so minimal, like, so minimal.
Yeah.
It was really cute. It's also
a first child thing, you know, like you said, your youngest doesn't do stuff like that. I'm thinking like, it also doesn't do.
Oh yeah. My youngest is the one that throws dirt on me as I'm bent over. Right. So yeah, which I did turn. I was really pissed. I did turn around and swat her in the butt. Cause I was like, she'd already thrown dirt in my oldest's eyes. And my oldest is standing there trying not to be upset and cry because she's the oldest. She's trying to be like nice, even though she's still upset. And she's like, she threw dirt in my eyes, but it's okay. And I was like, no, it's not okay. Like, don't throw dirt. Stop throwing dirt. And like every time we would be like getting ready to eat, my husband would turn around and she's got like her hand shoved in the dirt. And I'd be like, I just washed your hands. Like, stop. And obviously we can't be like take her away from the dirt because dirt's everywhere.
Right, exactly.
We're outside. But yeah, so I did spot her in the butt and she looked at me, she goes, yo woo, that was mean. And I was like, stop throwing dirt at people. I wouldn't have swatted you in the butt if you wouldn't have freaking thrown dirt on my head. Like so mad. Like, oh my god.
Yeah, that's frustrating.
Yeah, but other than that, like it was so good. And it was so nice. It was quiet. It was, and the campsites weren't that far from the other ones, but you still didn't like hear people. So it was nice. Something I would do next year. My brother and I were already talking about doing this as like an annual thing.
Yeah, that's cool.
But I would probably say like end of September, early October, rather than like
mid-October. Yeah.
Bad timing on our part.
Yeah, but, you know, it could have happened, like, even in September, though. You know, the coldness and stuff like that.
That's true.
It could happen anytime. If you were to give someone who had maybe hasn't gone camping before, but they're thinking about taking their kids camping, what advice would you give them if they're, like, freaking out about it?
Pack easy snacks. Because if when kids are hungry, they're hungry. Obviously, your parents, you know it, but pack easy snacks. Because if you're making stuff on the fire, it's going to take a while. Bring things that are going to be comforting. So, like, if they have a favorite blankie or a stuffy, bring that. Because maybe they'll sleep better. Or, like we did, the lights or a sound machine. Make it easier on your part so you can enjoy your evening. And have no expectations. Go in it to just enjoy it. Don't have these expectations of, this is going to be perfect. It's going to be so much fun, which obviously it's fun, but, like, there's going to be ups and downs because it's not going to be 100% perfect and you don't want to stress about it at all. Because I feel like as mainly moms, we want this, we have this, like, high expectation of, like, how things are going to be. And then it doesn't go our way. Not our way. That sounds really selfish of, like, parents or moms. But, like, doesn't go as... Yeah.
As you expect, though.
Exactly. It doesn't go as expected and as how you wanted it to go. It's frustrating. And you get frustrated. Mm-hmm. And then
and it's not just frustration with the kids. It's frustration with yourself. Yeah. Like, what did I do wrong?
Why isn't it how I wanted it to go?
Right.
What did I do? What could I do? Change. But then it spirals. And then you get more frustrated about things. It's like, don't go in it with any expectations. Just like, we are here to make memories. That's it.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Because at first I was like trying to, like, dictate, like, girls, don't do this. Girls, like, trying to, the only thing I dictated was I took a stick and made a line around the fire. Said, this is as close as you can get.
Yeah.
And then my oldest was like, why? And I was like, because I've known people who have fallen in to fires and have had to have skin grafts. And, like, I had tried to explain it to her, which it obviously didn't go, but I was like, they had to go. Sometimes I call the hospital the big doctor because then they can understand it.
Yeah.
It's hard to explain what a hospital is to kids. It's too complex. They're just called the big doctor sometimes, even though I work in the medical field and that makes no sense. But, like, I was like, I've had people that I know fall into a fire and have to go to the big doctor and they're really, really, really hurt. And my oldest was like, what? I was like, yeah, but every time I turn around, they're, like, a foot away from the fire, poking it, or, like, trying to chuck something in it. And I was like, which I don't like to spank, but I was like, if I see one of you closer to the fire, I will spank your butt. And I guarantee you it's not going to be soft. Like, that is one thing where I will, like, I'm going to be mad because it's your safety. Like, you're going to listen to me in this. And then my husband was like, sorry. And she, like, wiped the dirt line up. Away. And she's like, and she, like, made her own new line. And she's like, this is where mommy said we could be. And my husband goes, I'm pretty sure she didn't. Mm-hmm. And she's like, yes, she did. And I walked over. I was like, that is not the line. I didn't make that.
It's like, yeah.
You cannot be this close to the fire. Like, what the heck?
Right.
Because all I could imagine was them running and, like, tripping on something and then just falling. Yes. In the fire.
Yeah. Yes.
It takes one thing. They might not even be close enough, but I wanted it to be like, if they fell, they still couldn't get to it.
Right. Well, and I think about that too, because like I said earlier, my parents, they go camping frequently. Mm-hmm. And so a couple times my daughter has gone camping with them, and, like, leaving them with my daughter, like, she's typically a very good listener, you know, and especially if she's by herself and she has two adults with her who are giving her, like, undivided attention, like, I don't necessarily worry as much about it.
Yeah.
But I've talked about it on the show before, where she gets into this drunk sorority girl mode where she is tired. And so she doesn't listen as well. And so, like, that's where I worry. And she's very clumsy. She trips over everything. Like, if there's something in the middle of the floor, she's going to find a way to trip over it.
Not even be anything in the middle of the floor and she trips.
Yes,
like, I will never forget when they were little and they were at the same daycare and I walked in and she's just sitting at the kitchen table, like, I don't even think she moved. And somehow she just like, as I'm walking in to bring in the girls, she just falls off. And I was like,
yeah.
I like look around. I'm like, what the fuck just happened?
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck? And the sitter's like, did you just witness that? I'm like, yeah. I was like, did she even move? She's like, I don't think so.
Yeah. She like, she's very clumsy. So like, with that kind of stuff, I really worry about her around a fire that she's going to just fall right in. And so, like, we went and we did the hayride the other night, and there was a campfire there, and it was very dark. But luckily, she didn't seem super interested in the fire. So I didn't have to worry about it as much. Oh, she was more interested in, like, running around with her friends. Yeah. So, but that kind of stuff does worry me. Yeah. Another tip I would give to people who are like worried about like packing stuff, I make a list like on paper.
Yes.
Make a list on paper like my stuff, Brandon's stuff, kids' stuff. Like when the kids were especially like really little, like, and we had to bring like baby things with us, I was like, I have to pen to paper, write this stuff down. Otherwise, I'm not going to remember it.
Yeah. Yeah, my sister-in-law sent me like a list of everything because my sister-in-law and brother, they have, because they used to camp all the time by themselves, all the time, because they have two dogs and they'd bring their husky and then their German Shepherd husky mix. And they have like all the camping cooking gear, everything. So like, that's, we didn't have to bring any of that. So it was like nice that they already had all that stuff.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's very cool.
It was nice. It was very nice to like, we kind of just split it up. Like, they brought all that stuff. We brought all, like, all the meats and stuff.
That's good.
Yeah, it was nice.
Yeah, that's cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, if you're someone who likes to, I was about to say, if you like to tent, if you like to camp and you have kids, do it. I think it's a great experience.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Maybe someday. Someday I'll do it.
We can do it together.
Yeah.
That would be fun.
Someday.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see. But
yeah.
Anyway, if you have been listening to us throughout this episode, first of all, thank you. We really appreciate you supporting us. If you've enjoyed listening, we would also really appreciate it if you would leave us a review if you're listening on Spotify or Apple Podcast. I think on Spotify, they only let you give us stars. So 5 stars would be wonderful. We would love 5 stars. But, you know, give us whatever you want. It's fine.
Hop on over to Apple, too, at the same time.
Yeah.
And I love to see the reviews because I love to share them on our social media. So yeah. If you pop a review in and you write something awesome about us, I will share it on social media.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If it's nice.
Yeah, obviously, but but yeah, no, if it's not nice, sorry.
You don't really want to share that, so. Oh, gosh. Anyway, all right, well, we will see you guys next week. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Mother of All Podcasts. Our podcast is recorded and edited by Sam and Taylor using Spotify for Podcasters. If you enjoyed this episode, make sure you subscribe to our show on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. And if you really liked us, you can find us online for more information at www.motherofallpodcast.com or on Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok. And we will see you next week.